Next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We should know by this afternoon whether President Trump plans to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Agreement. He's getting a wide range of advice from within his administration.
Before I make an opinion, I want to sit down and read it.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke commenting on the Paris Climate Accord Wednesday. Zinke's comments coming on the eve of President Trump's expected announcement on whether to withdraw from the deal. Trump promised on the campaign trail that he would pull out of the deal, but it's not clear how such a move would work. Polls show Americans support the agreement. Trump's advisors and cabinet appear divided on the issue. And some fellow Republicans have urged Trump not to withdraw, including Senator Lindsey Graham.
Stay in the deal. Make it a better deal would be my advice.
I'm Reid Binion.
You can hear the president's announcement this afternoon at 3 at WMAL.com. Vladimir Putin says Russia's military deployments on a group of Pacific islands, also claimed by Japan, are the result of concerns about the U.S. military buildup in the region. Speaking this morning at a meeting with international news editors, Putin said the U.S. will likely continue to build up its missile shield in the region, even if North Korea agrees to curb its nuclear and missile programs. A disturbing discovery at the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Visitors yesterday discovered a noose in the segregation gallery of the museum. U.S. Park Police are now investigating. The D.C. Council has passed its budget for the next fiscal year, but in the process has reduced some money going toward expanding the D.C. streetcars, which right now only runs across one neighborhood in Northeast.
That 8th Street line was one day supposed to be part of a big network across the city, but with a $60 million reduction in the latest budget.
At community meeting after community meeting, people ask me why we've wasted our money.
D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson says he's starting to move on from those grand plans outside of a Benning Road extension.
I don't see the streetcar is the answer to economic development.
One thing we don't have is a lot of amenities and shopping.
Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Justin A. Leaney disagrees. He was looking forward to seeing the streetcar in that area east of the Anacostia.
A streetcar indicates a commitment to economic development in a community.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The company that manages Reston Town Center says it'll bring back limited free parking starting Monday. Parking will be free after 5 p.m. on weekdays and for 1 hour during the day. The change comes after businesses and shoppers complained when the company started charging $2 an hour. A new lawsuit aims to force D.C. police to release information they've gathered so far in the investigation into last year's murder of Democratic National Committee staffer Seth Rich. The suit was filed by the Profiling Project, an Arlington-based federal legal investigative unit. Rich was shot last July 10th in the Bloomingdale neighborhood, but no arrests have been made. D.C. police say they believe Rich was killed in a random robbery, but that's a theory many people don't believe. Barack and Michelle Obama have now purchased the Kalorama home they've been renting. The Obamas paid $8.1 million for the 8-bedroom home. The former first couple have said they plan to stay in D.C. while their youngest daughter, Sasha, finishes high school at Sidwell Friends. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports, the Nationals complete the 3-game sweep of the Giants. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics beat Connecticut. And the Penguins take Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Finals. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Larry O'Connor Show.
Governor Hogan reaffirming my title as Crab Cake Czar of Maryland.
The Senate, they're going to try to block your nomination. I'm going to override the veto, and we're going to get it done.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Let's have a crab cake.
The Larry O'Connor Show. 3 to 6.
WMAL.
Selling your home is one of the only events in your life when thousands of dollars can be gained or lost with the stroke of a pen. What other investment have you sold that's any larger, right? It's Larry O'Connor here, and that's why I love recommending my real estate agents, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are battle-tested professionals, and they know how to put the most money in your pocket. You see, they already have the buyers. Get this, the Reynolds Team recently sold a home in Herndon in just 5 days for $20,000 over the asking price. It doesn't matter the size or price range, the Reynolds Team delivers the results you need. If you're thinking of calling another agent to sell your home, please, my strong advice is to get the second opinion of absolute pros, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds. Call the Reynolds Team direct. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Say hello to the new frozen Dunkin' Coffee. Real Dunkin' Coffee, blended frozen, creamy, and smooth. It's a whole new way to enjoy your favorite coffee. Try a small frozen Dunkin' Coffee today for just $1.99. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading to the Memorial Bridge, George Washington Parkway, going northbound side. Right as you come around toward the circle that would take you onto Memorial Circle. Crash reported right in that stretch. And I am looking at delays coming off of the 14th Street Bridge. Now for 395, hasn't been so bad of a morning through Landmark with the delays. Had one stalled that was near Duke Street. Again, after Shirlington, you'll slow to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Now, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge. We have a stalled car heading in those local lanes, those far right local exits. It was right as you come up to 210, blocking the right lane. Trying to get through Alexandria and Telegraph Road. Here's why we have this long lineup. So Telegraph Road prior to the Beltway, past Huntington Avenue, past the Beltway toward Eisenhower Avenue for the crash under police direction. Through Chevrolet, 50 has been jammed up all morning with this crash that took down a utility pole. In on 50 as you come up to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, and in Colesville, Silver Spring, Four Corners, the accident is southbound 29 before you get to University Boulevard. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather forecast now. The clouds clean up quickly here this morning as the front comes through. There might be a stray shower around early. Other than that, we'll get into sunshine. A sunny 83. Tonight, clear, cool, 59. Sun with a few clouds tomorrow. Maybe an isolated shower, maybe a thunderstorm, 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Burke, 62 in Hinesville, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Hillary Clinton still refuses to share the blame for her election loss. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Hey, good morning. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Stay tuned because Tucker Carlson's going to be swinging by to talk to us about everything that's going on in this crazy world of politics and news, and he's always got hilarious insights into those things. That's all coming up on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Colonnay's in this morning alongside the fabulous Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Thank you so much. Good morning. President Trump pulling out of the Paris climate deal. We'll find out right now from Amy Harder. She's with Axios. Amy, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
We're glad you could join us. Is it definite that President Trump is going to pull out of the Paris Climate Accord?
Well, it is as definite as anything can get with this president. So we have sources with direct knowledge telling us that he is indeed going to announce this afternoon at the Rose Garden, the White House, that he's going to withdraw from the deal. It remains to be seen exactly how he is going to do that. And, of course, that means a lot and can make a big difference as to the ramifications for both the U.S. and global efforts to address climate change.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it is a non-binding agreement, correct?
Correct. So a lot of this discussion has all been about the symbolism of this deal. There really is no legally binding requirements for any countries to cut carbon emissions. The only legally binding parts of the deal is really just to require transparency in reporting emissions and things like that. So a lot of this has been about just the importance of having the United States, historically the biggest emitter of greenhouse gases, as a leader in this issue on climate change. So for that reason, this debate has sort of cut both ways. On the one hand, because it's not legally binding, people have been wondering, well, what's the big deal if we pull out of it? But then the other side is, well, can't we just stay in it because there's no legally binding parts to it? I think ultimately Trump has decided to keep his campaign promise. I think one mistake that many of us made is we thought he wouldn't, right? Because he changes his mind on so many things. This appears to be one of the few things that he has really kept his promises about.
You know, I want to touch on what you just mentioned, which is that a lot of defenders of staying in the Paris climate deal are saying, look, just do it. It's not a big deal. Just stay in it. But if he pulls out of it, and you write today for Axios, I believe, he may have been yesterday, you write, to be clear, Trump's planned decision to withdraw from the deal will set the world back on an environmental issue nearly every other country realizes and acknowledges is a real problem in need of a global solution. Why is that? Why would staying in this not be a big deal, but why would pulling out be a tremendous deal, you think?
Because it goes back to the symbolism that I was just talking about.
Sorry, let me interrupt you. That was Lazaro Gamio, one of your colleagues who wrote that. My apologies. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. No, actually, I think we actually did, I was also writing that as well. So, you know, it's important because the United States has, for the last 8 years, been a leader on this issue. So no matter what way you cut it, if the United States, which has historically emitted the most greenhouse gases in the world and is right now the third biggest emitter, if the U.S. isn't participating in these talks, there's no way other than to say the world is not going to be as ahead on this issue as it would be if the U.S. Was participating. I think a big open question a lot of people have is, will Trump try to do anything on climate change if he pulls out of this deal? I think it's important to note that no matter what Trump was ever going to do on the Paris deal, he is already unraveling everything that former President Obama did on this issue. So for the substantive parts of this, the EPA regulations are going away. Several other regulations are being rolled back. So I think a lot of this is going to be in the details about whether or not this administration will do something on climate change in the absence of being part of this deal. This isn't the first time that a Republican president comes in after a Democrat had inked a deal on climate change just to pull out of it. We saw a similar thing play out between the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations when the Senate refused to ratify the Kyoto climate treaty. So for that reason, I think there's a lot of concern in other countries about where to go from here.
Ultimately, you know, I look at this and I say, you know, you're right. The president has changed his mind on things. But one thing's for sure. The mandate coming out of the election wasn't that Americans wanted to see the United States in more multinational deals. And the other side of this, the whole question of, you know, climate change is an issue. The president's already said in the past that he thinks it's a hoax. As a result, you would think that it's not that surprising that he doesn't think we need an international coalition to address a problem that he doesn't think exists, right?
Correct. I think, I think some of the mistakes that everybody who's been following this issue has made is to not take the president at his word. He hasn't gone back at all and said, I don't think climate change is a hoax. I think it's a real deal. He hasn't said anything like that. He said at one point in a New York Times interview very shortly after being elected that he has an open mind about the Paris deal. But he hasn't really changed his position on this issue. So if we really look at this just in a as straightforward way as possible, it is pretty clear that this was what right. he was going to do all along. But given he's so unpredictable on other issues,
yes.
people were trying to think that maybe he would be like that on this one as well.
That unpredictability led to people like Chuck Todd yesterday. I heard him saying, he's like, this isn't over till it's over. Axios may be reporting that he's done with the climate deal, but things could change and change quickly. This afternoon is still a question mark in the eyes of people like Chuck Todd.
Right, and I think some of that is because people are hoping that he's going to change his mind. And of course, you know, nobody really knows what he's going to do except for Trump himself come 3 p.m. But, you know, we continue to be reporting that he's going to be
right.
withdrawing from it. I think what I'll be looking for is how exactly he does that, and if he tries to throw a bone of some sort to the large number of people who have urged him to stay, and including his daughter Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner, senior advisor and son-in-law, and most major U.S. companies.
I've experienced this firsthand. I reported that Mitt Romney would be the Secretary of State on the basis of something Trump was saying to people. He was actually announcing it out loud, and it didn't happen. That changed. So,
right, exactly.
I know about
so there's
that.
A lot of hesitancy, certainly.
One thing out of this piece from Axios is it says here that the globalists say that leaving the deal will leave millions of U.S. dollars on the table being funneled to the global climate effort that was put there under the Obama administration. How much money are we talking about? And by pulling out, why don't we get the money back?
Well, so that goes to the Green Climate Fund. And Obama has issued two funds of money of $500 million. So we're talking basically $1 billion now that the U.S. has committed to this fund. There is some obscure part of the UN climate process that some opponents of the Paris deal say that they can try to get the money back. But it's very unlikely that will happen. That was one of the the non-climate arguments. And frankly, most of the arguments from within the White House for staying in the deal didn't have to do anything with actually, you know, being good stewards of this planet. It was all about making sure America was getting a good deal for the money that it had put into this issue. So I think that was one of issues that will be confronting this administration after they make this decision is, do they even try at this point to make sure that that money goes to something that they would support?
And real quickly, you are Axios is reporting that Ivanka Trump is pressuring him to stay in the deal?
Correct. Yeah, we've been reporting that for a while. I know that this is climate change is an issue that she cares about. She hasn't talked about it much publicly. That was another point that I've made, is that the people who want Trump to stay in it have not been as loud and persistent as those who want to have the U.S. pull out of it. For example, you saw EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt on Fox quite a few times talking about what a bad deal he thought it was. We never saw the Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, who supports staying in the deal. We didn't see him going on the TV circuits talking about why he thinks the U.S. should stay in it, even though that's what he thinks. Similarly, we haven't seen Ivanka Trump really go publicly or try to rally the troops of other companies and such to really get Trump to stay in it. We've seen a last-ditch effort with some CEOs from Apple and Elon Musk have been trying to urge the president. But those aren't the types of voices that are considered to be really influential with the president as compared to, say, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell or coal companies.
Thank you.
Amy Harder, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. That's Amy Harder with Axios. It is time to find out what's happening on the roadways. Get you to work every 10, WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marion, getting you to work this morning. Couple obstacles on 29 in Maryland out of Burtonsville. Watch for the tie-ups heading in toward Fairland as you approach the ICC. Still have the right half of the roadway blocked with the crash. Now, once you get through there, unfortunately, you are going to hit the slowdowns again. They've linked up now out of White Oak toward Four Corners. That long lineup past Trader Joe's to the crash before you get to University Boulevard. So that's the culprit there. Top side of the Beltway, normal backups. College Park to Silver Spring. Trying to get back to normal through Chevrolet. It's going to take a while, just so you know. Delays begin before the Beltway near 704, and that is still solid down to the exit 4, New York Kenilworth Avenue. However, all lanes have been reopened from that long-standing earlier crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today, lots of sunshine with a high of 83. Tonight, clear skies, low of 59. Tomorrow, sun, maybe some afternoon clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. High of 79 for Saturday and Sunday. We have lows, highs in the low to mid 80s, and Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, but Sunday, bang up day, lots of sunshine. Currently, in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 18, excuse me, on WMAL. All right. There's, you know, this whole thing, we've talked about this on the air before, this heroin epidemic. It's just out of control in Philadelphia. Philadelphia apparently has some kind of reputation. I'm not in the know. I did not know this. But Philly.com is reporting that Philadelphia has a reputation for having purer heroin with better highs than other metropolitan areas.
Is this a live read you're doing right now? Is this an ad?
Yeah. It's on TripAdvisor. No. This is crazy.
Insane.
There's apparently a network of heroin addicts that, and they're becoming tourists. Philadelphia is becoming a heroin tourist hotspot. It's insane. So because of this, people are apparently overdosing in public places at an alarming rate, including public libraries. Why? Because you can go into the bathroom in the public library and shoot on up.
People go to get cleaned up in the library, or they go to use the computers and just a place to hang out, especially if you're poor and don't have access to things, or you're homeless. But it's also turning out to be a place where heroin users are going to the library in Philadelphia.
Yeah, and they're, and you know, unless it's carpeted, they've got a couple of couches you can hang out on. But it's gotten so bad that librarians now have been called into duty so often to revive overdose victims that they have been taught how to tell the difference between a heroin overdose and a fentanyl overdose, and you can do it by the sound the victim makes while they're collapsing.
Yeah,
this
seems
insanity.
That seems well within the wheelhouse of the obligations of a librarian.
Well, once they got rid of the Dewey Decimal System, I mean, really, what do they have to do?
Yeah, what's left? Yeah. You can sort out drug overdoses.
Yeah, there, and since they're using the bathrooms, but these overdoses are happening on the lawns of public libraries and other public places. One of them is so bad that it's been dubbed Needle Park because that's where the addicts go to shoot up.
Oh, my God.
So now we are stocking, well, Philadelphia is paying to stock public libraries. They're not only paying for training the librarians in how to be, I guess, emergency first responders, but we are paying for Narcan to be stocked in libraries. I'm sorry, but this is out of control. I understand that we don't want people to die, but we have to at some point in the game go, you know what? I'm sorry. This is just ridiculous. It's out of control. I don't think this is the role of librarians. I just truly don't.
Well, it sounds like it's just become a de facto one that these librarians have been able to tell the difference here. The shocking stat in this piece, the first 5 days of December last year, the city of Philadelphia reported 35 heroin deaths from overdoses. So, 35.
How many people overdosed, I wonder, that were given Narcan, administered Narcan, in order to prevent them from dying? I don't know. There's got to be some kind of happy medium.
Not going to be excited to send my kid to that library.
No, and that's another thing. Think about it. Because libraries are public places. I used to go to the library. It was boring.
It's a big moment for a little
quiet.
Kid. You get your little library card. You can check out your first book.
You have your story time and everything. Just don't go to the bathroom because, hey, it's meth time.
Ugh.
It's ridiculous. And in Ohio, because of the opioid crisis there, the state of Ohio sued 5 major drug manufacturers, accusing them of misrepresenting the risks of prescription opioid painkillers. Now, I don't know about you, but every time I get a prescription, whether it's a painkiller or just a regular, prescription, nothing that I'm going to get addicted to, there's an insert. And it's about 2 pages long in tiny type of the drug, how it should be used, and all the possible risks associated with it.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Something's got to be done, though, Mary. 33,000 people killed in 2015.
Well, that's why they're doing it.
The opioid crisis is killing us.
Deep pockets make the pharmaceutical companies pay. Out of control. It's 8:22 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
So remember I told you that my dentist retired and I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? So I don't know about you, but I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking sharp instruments around in my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. So I walk in, waiting room was not jammed. There was one gentleman there. And he was waiting for his wife because she was in the back finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it is true. They don't rush you. They talk to you about everything they're going to do before they do it so you know, and they make sure you're okay with it. They let you control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy. That's their job. They want you to have a smile that you can be proud of, and they don't want you to wait to see them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Or visit them at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
At your local IKEA store, we believe that everyone has a right to a lazy summer. That's why right now, you can save on everything you need to make your cool summer sanctuary a reality. IKEA family members can save 15% on all sofas from May 24th through June 6th, 2017. IKEA family membership is free and easy. All you have to do is sign up to start saving. While supplies last, valid at U.S. stores only. Visit your local IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for offer details and start shopping.
It's more than monuments. What happens when Alexandria votes to become a sanctuary city? What happens when Fairfax County mandates transgender bathrooms? What happens when Arlington raises the minimum wage to $15 an hour or tries to limit your gun rights? Who's going to fight for you? Not the Democrats and not Ed Gillespie. Because Ed Gillespie said he won't interfere when left-wing local politicians push a radical agenda. Who's on our side? Corey Stewart, Corey Stewart, for governor. Why? Stewart's got the record of making it happen. Lower taxes, far below inflation, a solid record on jobs and economic growth. Crack down hard on illegal aliens. Corey Stewart, a man of action, a fighter for us, a winner.
I'm Corey Stewart. My conservative record speaks for itself. That's why I approve this ad and ask for your vote.
Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight. The experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you and the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
8:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, always something here with this rush hour. Now, if you're coming out of Aspen Hill, Maryland, you definitely want to stick with George Avenue, and not Connecticut Avenue. It looks like they're stopping all traffic. Connecticut Avenue, south of Willow Road, at Randolph Road, apparently a suspicious package. So they've stopped traffic at that entire intersection. So if you're coming south, you'll divert over to Weller, but you're in delays well before then. So again, out of Aspen Hill, George Avenue, definitely the better option. On 29 Colesville Road, first, there's two things to deal with. Heading down toward the ICC, out of Burtonsville, slowdowns. Right before you get to the ICC, the crash was along the right side. Beyond that, in through White Oak and Four Corners, solid lineup past the Trader Joe's. You know why? Because we have a crash before you get to University Boulevard. Also, this puts the extra pressure on Lockwood Drive just to get on to 29, so plan accordingly. For 50 through Chevrolet, trying to make the recovery, but still watch for the activity. And on 50 as you approach the exit from New York Kenilworth Avenue, and through Parole on 50 to make the exit to go north on 97. That's where we had the crash. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter the promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter, now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some good-looking weather coming today. A little overcast around early, otherwise sunshine. Sunshine should be dominant most of the day, 83. About some upper 50s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 70 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
Everybody talks, everybody talks, everybody talks. It started with the whisper.
All right, well, that's a happy song, but it's kind of a sad story, and I'll explain why I can giggle a little bit. Police say a Pennsylvania man repeatedly called 911 recently while intoxicated because he was seeking conversation.
Oh, not because he was lonely?
He was just drunk, and it sounds like he was lonely. He just wanted to talk. The Pennsylvania State Police, the Associated Press report, says 51-year-old Larry Kaiser first called around 10:30 on Friday because he wanted to speak with an officer. There was no emergency. He just called. And he called five more times, leading police to finally show up at his home in Whitehall Township after midnight. He drank several beers because he was upset about a family situation. He was told, don't call 911 again unless there's an emergency.
Aww.
Don't call 911 for advice. I'm sorry. You can call us, though.
It's 828 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Do you have trouble falling asleep and toss and turn all night? You need to try Sleep Answer, a new time-released sleep aid at GNC. Developed by an MIT sleep expert, Sleep Answer works with your body's natural sleep cycle, so you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling great. Sleep Answer's dual-release capsule delivers the first dose of melatonin so you fall asleep fast. And the second dissolves over time so you sleep all night. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. Rise and shine with Sleep Answer. Ask for Sleep Answer at GNC. Only at GNC.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
And coming up on WMAL, we're going to be joined by Tucker Carlson from the Fox News Channel. We're going to talk to him about Hillary Clinton. She was out blaming, blame as to why she lost.
18 different reasons.
18?
18.
Wow, the list has expanded. She's done a lot of soul searching. That's good to see. It is now 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bray and Scarf. President Trump says he'll announce today whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been advocating for the president to stay in this agreement. We know that Ivanka Trump has been pushing the president to stay in it. Rick Perry, his energy secretary, is pushing him to stay in it. But there is a different wing, sort of a more nationalist wing, also in the West Wing, that's been pushing Trump to keep his campaign promise. Of course, we know Steve Bannon, his chief strategist, is saying, get out. You promised to do this on the campaign. Now follow through. And Trump's EPA administrator, Scott Pruitt, has made a very similar argument to him. That side seems to be winning, seems to be persuading the president.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, you can hear the president's Rose Garden announcement this afternoon at 3 at WMAL.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin denies any Russian state involvement in hacking. He says hackers can't affect election results abroad. Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee is issuing subpoenas for President Trump's former national security advisor and his personal lawyer in the Russia investigation. The committee has also issued subpoenas to the NSA, FBI, and CIA for information about requests that Obama administration officials made to unmask the names of U.S. individuals named in classified intelligence reports. U.S. Park Police are investigating to find out who left a noose inside the Smithsonian's National Museum of African American History and Culture. Some tourists found it in the museum yesterday. As the National Spelling Bee moves into the final round today, there is one contestant left from our area. 11-year-old Sakef Sundar from Howard County is the last of 25 contestants from the Washington area still standing. Sakef is a student at Mayfield Woods Middle School in Elkridge. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,009, the NASDAQ at 61.99. Sports: Max Scherzer and Ryan Zimmerman lead the Nats to another win over the Giants as Bryce Harper begins serving a 3-game suspension. The Orioles beat the Yankees. WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The world used to be a different place. Doctors would make house calls. Gas station attendants would actually pump your gas. And people whose job it was to sell you things used to actually wait on you and be able to explain what they're selling. Well, good news. At least when it comes to appliances, you can get that level of service at Bray & Scarf. Our stores are staffed with smart, friendly people who want to help you find your dream kitchen. And we've got great prices on all the big names, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Come talk to us at Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Need appliances? Bray & Scarf's Memorial Day sale is still going on. Get exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages. Not $400, but $800 back. Plus free basic installation on select Monogram and Genair Professional Series appliances. Bray & Scarf makes shopping for appliances so much easier, with factory-trained appliance experts ready to help. Hurry into any of their 13 locations or go to BrayandScarf.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts June 19th. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95, still a bit of volume in Aquia and Dale City. However, once you're trying to get up to the Beltway, it was the crash. Inner loop at Braddock Road, now to the shoulder, which has caused that delay out of Springfield. Just keep alert through there. 395 out of Landmark to and across the 14th Street Bridge, slowing. Park Police saying they're not working anything here. Northbound side, GW Parkway, where we had the earlier crash at the Memorial Bridge. Into Georgetown, Key Bridge. Here we go, trying to cross the Key Bridge and get onto M Street. That's where the accident activity. It's been a long haul through Chevrolet. Still big delays on 50 inside the Beltway, down to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue, where we had the longstanding crash. And let's go into Maryland. Two major problems. First, 29, as you head southbound out of White Oak and into Four Corners. Accident activity was reported right before University Boulevard. One in the backups and closed because of a suspicious package is Connecticut Avenue and Randolph Road. Police have that entire area blocked. So if you're coming southbound, say out of Aspen Hill, stick with Georgia Avenue or you'll be diverted on Connecticut Avenue over to Weller Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning, maybe a sprinkle of rain shower, otherwise sunshine. After the clouds pass, mid to late morning, beautiful. And a nice afternoon at 83. Comfortable night tonight, upper 50s. Clear sky, sun with a few clouds tomorrow in the afternoon. Maybe a passing shower, thunderstorm. Storm rain not widespread on your Friday. 79. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Gainesville, 64 in Silver Spring, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
8:37 now on WMAL. Tucker Carlson coming up in moments. Vince Colonnaise and Mary Walter joining you this morning.
All right, what we want to talk about here, it's disturbing. Well, we'll go through it with you, and you can make your own decision.
It's disturbing.
It's disturbing, but you got to dissect it. All right, so there's a group called the Patients' Rights Action Fund, and it's a patient advocacy group, and they released a video yesterday in which this physician, Dr. Brian Callister, is from Reno, Nevada, explains something that he claims happened to two of his terminally ill patients from neighboring states. So we're going to let you hear this. It's almost like an advertisement. Why don't you listen to this, and then we're going to discuss it.
Recently, I had two different patients, and both needed life-saving procedures. When requesting a transfer to a center in their home states, one's in California, one's in Oregon, the insurance medical directors I spoke with said they would not cover the life-saving procedure that we'd requested. But hey, by the way, have you considered assisted suicide? You know, quite frankly, I was stunned. This is something we didn't talk about, we didn't request, we didn't ask for. As much as most insurance companies try to come across as your best friend, they want to do whatever the least costly thing is. It's a lot cheaper to grab a couple drugs and kill you than it is to provide you life-sustaining therapy. Simple as that.
That's very shocking, right? That is very, very shocking.
Of course.
Of course it's shocking. However, remember, this is from a patient's rights advocacy group. Now, in this video, the doctor says they denied life-saving procedure. Well, these are terminally ill patients, so there is no such thing as a life-saving procedure. So we talk about, if you had mentioned before, Vince, about, you know, reading and getting to the bottom of a story and, and finding the truth. So realize that this is coming from a certain angle.
Yeah, we don't know what insurance companies he's talking about here. I mean, and we're not certain that his word is true, but I can imagine a world where this becomes a real thing, though.
We have it in countries that have socialized medicine. They may not have assisted suicide. They may not be paying for your assisted suicide drugs, but you will be denied certain procedures depending on what your illness is and or your age. That is the reality of a government. That's the reality of having the government get involved in medicine. We all said this was going to happen here. And no, it won't. We're going to pay for everything. Well, we're not.
So, first of all, in D.C., it's relevant because an assisted suicide law went into effect in February here in the district. Additionally, in a world where we can envision abortion as a health procedure, it's not that far-fetched to think that eventually we're thinking of assisted suicide, which is increasingly, not just in the District of Columbia, but in states around the country, beginning to become, I think, what do they call it? They're not calling it assisted suicide. They're calling it right to die or right to...
to die.
Anyway, this is now spreading. And if insurance companies are actually beginning to suggest, like, hey, we can't cover that, but have you thought about assisted suicide? What insane insurance company is saying that out loud?
That's the thing. I don't know who will say that out loud.
Oh, death with dignity. Thank you, Mike.
Mike reminded me. Here's the thing, though. Think about it. I'm going to play devil's advocate, all right? So don't send the emails. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Devil's pitch.
So you're the guy at the insurance company, and here comes a patient who has a terminal illness. Pick one, you know, anyone. This guy's got a terminal illness and is going to die. There is no treatment for this, and is going to die and is on their way to dying. But their knee really hurts, and they need a knee replacement. You're gonna pay for the knee replacement so that they can be comfortable with the knee for 6 months and then die?
Well, yeah, they're your customer. That's the service that they paid for.
It's dollars and cents. I have news for you. It is dollars and cents, and they're going to look at this just like they do. Just like they do in Canada and England and other countries. They're going to say, you know what? It's going to cost us this number of dollars, and you're only going to live X number of months or years or however. It's not worth it.
I'm going to trust that the devil that you're playing right now is fully insane because you have to be.
What do you think happens in England and Canada?
You're a customer, and that's the product you deserve.
Yeah, good luck with that. It's 8:42 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Are you looking forward to your summer? I'm really looking forward to my summer this year because no more glasses. No more glasses to get in the way of outdoor activities. Since my LASIK and raindrop surgery with Dr. Mark Whitten, I notice new benefits every day. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
Severe back pain doesn't have to rule your life, and it doesn't have to mean surgery. At Inova, a knowledgeable spine intake specialist will guide you to the spine expert best suited for you. And for urgent issues that can't wait for an office visit, you can start the process at any Inova Urgent Care. Visit inova.org/backpain or call 703-776-4700. Inova. Join the future of health.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com. income.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 8:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Coming out of Aspen Hill, Maryland, George Avenue, better option for you than taking Connecticut Avenue. Still have everything shut down, Connecticut Avenue at Randolph Road. A cruiser there investigating a suspicious package. So not only is Connecticut Avenue bunched up, but as is Randolph Road on the approach. So again, out of Aspen Hill and in that corridor, Georgia Avenue, better option. Also, Beers Mill Road is open, so that works as a workaround. Top side of the Beltway, here we come off of 95, still in those morning rush hour delays around the Georgia Avenue. Getting down to the Beltway for 29 commuters, much better out of Burtonsville now for the ICC. That crash gone. We've had two separate accidents beyond that. One as you approach the Trader Joe's at Lockwood Drive, and then the one before University Boulevard. That one cleared, so one left on 29, but still quite a trip. Making our travels 50, approaching 704, now to merge onto the Beltway on that exit ramp for the crash. And in Virginia, Interloop at Braddock Road, accident to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some good-looking weather coming today. A little overcast around early, otherwise sunshine. Sunshine should be dominant most of the day, 83. About some upper 50s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we are on our way up. It is 72 degrees at 8:46 on WMAL.
We're joined now by the host of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel, Tucker Carlson. Tucker, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Vince.
Good morning. So I want to ask you about this flurry of subpoenas that came out yesterday from the House Intel Committee right out the gate. Some, of course, to Trump's people within Trump's circle, but also some requests specifically about people who've unmasked names within the Obama administration. People we'd expect, like Susan Rice and CIA Director John Brennan. But also included in that list was UN Ambassador Samantha Power. Now, why in the world would the UN ambassador be involved in unmasking names in the Obama administration?
Well, this gets, look, the short answer is I don't know. And there's a lot we don't know about this story. In fact, we know very little. But my suspicion from the very beginning was that a lot of this was about ideology and that Samantha Power, maybe first among everyone in the Obama White House, had a very specific worldview and was deeply offended by the foreign policy positions Trump was taking on the campaign. Deeply offended and was seeking to undermine them, as a lot of people in the Obama administration, and that's really what this was about. That they, you know, a lot of people, permanent members of government and a lot of appointees in the Obama era just really didn't want to see their work on. So they sought to undermine them before they got there.
Yeah, they were just rifling through their notes, apparently. This is
yeah.
Do you see, the Democrats are complaining that these subpoenas were given without any consideration to them, that the Republicans took this upon themselves, the Republicans on the committee, to send these subpoenas out without them knowing. Do you believe that?
You know, it's hard to know what to believe. It's hard to know. But, I mean, look, it's pretty easy to agree that after whatever it is, 6 or 7 months, you know, it'd be nice to have some concrete answers here. So, like, what's the argument against the subpoenas? I'm not really sure what the argument is.
Right, and the concreteness of any available argument has been in question over the last 7-8 months because, you know, we just heard from the former acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, who was staring at that Jared Kushner back channel story that the press started pushing, I think it was earlier this week or late last week, Friday. And he says, like, a number of things. One, the fact that it got to the Washington Post through an anonymous letter that included a detail about Kushner working with the Russians on a back-channel deal. He says, quote, "That's not a sourcing chain in which I would put a great deal of confidence. I spent a career watching the media get a significant portion of intelligence-related stories wrong. Bottom line, we should be very careful in saying what is a fact on which to base analysis here." And then you got the Washington Post and CNN, I think, all building backdoors into their coverage now, suggesting that Russian interference continues to pervade U.S. intelligence agencies, and that that information that may be being leaked may actually be planted by the Russians in the first place. I mean, how do we sort out what's true?
This is clearly ludicrous. I mean, so take the Kushner backdoor.
Tucker, your phone is breaking up on us. Can you maybe go by a window or, I don't know, move?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you. There you go.
sorry about that. It probably the Russians or the Macedonians. But look, the Kushner back channel story destroys the original theory. So if the theory is that the Trump people had a back channel to the Russians during the campaign through which they're coordinating attacks on Hillary, why would Kushner need to create a new back channel once they got elected? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but this isn't to make sense. This is about, and they're brilliant at doing it, and I keep saying that this is about muddying the message and putting so many doubts, planting so many doubts in so many people's minds that it legitimizes Hillary's loss. It delegitimizes President Trump's presidency. Isn't that the game?
Well, that's true. And part of it is, you know, obviously a way of moving the psychological burden of the loss from Hillary and displacing it onto the Russians. And I get it. I mean, I'm not a shrink, but I have sympathy for her because, you know, her incompetence allowed Trump to get elected and, you know, she hates herself for it. I get it. The problem is it's hamstringing American foreign policy and making it impossible to make rational decisions about our relationship with Russia, which is a key relationship. So that the whole thing has massive costs. And it's irresponsible.
Well, Hillary's psychological somersaults were on full display yesterday because she was interviewed, and we counted at the Daily Caller 18 different explanations for why she lost the election that didn't include herself. What did you make of that yesterday?
Well, I felt bad for her by the end. I mean, I sincerely did. I mean, that was so lunatic and embarrassing. I mean, and it contradicted itself throughout, as you pointed out. I mean, she actually alleged in public that the Trump administration had coordinated these attacks with Russia down to the minute. At one point, she said, you know, these emails were released through WikiLeaks at the direction of the Trump campaign to coincide exactly with the breaking of the Access Hollywood tape. So, like, that's a very complex and elaborate conspiracy. And there's no evidence to suggest it's true. And by the way, she simultaneously argued that the emails were meaningless. There was nothing in there, and yet at the same time, their disclosure lost the race for her. Like, it didn't make any sense. And then she, almost like kind of a classic crazy person on the bus, throws this thing out about the Macedonians. Like, they made all the Macedonians. Like, I think Hillary's probably above average intelligence, and you know, I've always assumed she was a person of basic decency. Like, I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I never have. But this was not something she should have said in public because it diminished her. I mean, it made her look like a nut.
Well, you also had one of her former campaign, longtime aides, criticizing her on Twitter, saying, Patty Solace Doyle writing, "I'm tired of hearing Hillary say who she blames for the loss. I want to hear our Democrats are going to win in 2018. That's pretty bad when you lose Patty.
And Patty Solace Doyle was one of the closest people in the Hillary campaign to Hillary. I mean, going back to the 08 campaign. And so for her to say this, and I'm not surprised she did, because by the way, Hillary took a shot at the Democratic Party and President Obama when she said, "I got nothing from the DNC." Really?
Yes,
you had twice the money of the Trump campaign. That's not speculation. That's fact. And President Obama went all in for Hillary. I'm not an Obama fan, but the guy really went out of his way to throw all of his moral authority behind her, spent a ton of time on the road with her. And she's blaming him and the DNC. It's like, it's nuts.
Tucker Carlson, thank you very much. I'm so sorry we're out of time this morning. Tucker Carlson from Tucker Carlson Tonight. Thanks, sir, for stopping by.
It is now 8:53 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
We humans are constantly adapting in response to our environments. More slowly, of course, than we can see. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A new study out of Penn State finds that climate, not just genetics, has shaped our noses to a certain extent. Researchers looked at four different populations, North Europeans, South Asians, East Asians, and West Africans. Using 3D imaging, they took seven measurements of the noses of thousands of people down to the tenth of a millimeter. They found people with shorter, wider noses are typically descendants of hot, humid areas. People with long, thin noses were more likely to have ancestors from cold, dry areas. Narrower nostrils allow the nose to humidify and warm the air more efficiently, the researcher said. Better form, better function, increased chance of survival. Makes you wonder what humans might look like thousands of years from now. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card, but don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 2222 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2222.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Have a great day, Jamie.
You do the same, and everyone here, try to, if you're heading Randolph Road and Connecticut Avenue, please avoid that area. We still have the investigation of the suspicious package. Then shut down is Connecticut Avenue, Randolph Road. I'm looking at all this activity in the intersection, and luckily, southbound on Connecticut, looks like they're finally starting to divert prior to getting to that intersection, so you're not doing the U-turn. Georgia Avenue is picking up the volume, as is Weller Road. Everyone's forced onto Weller. So again, Connecticut and Randolph Road completely shut down. On Colesville Road, trying to get through Four Corners, the obstacle had been the earlier crash before University Boulevard. That cleared in the back of the crashes as you approach Trader Joe's. So that's the last of the three accidents that we've had on 29 this morning. Still a tough go. Elsewhere, 50 through Chevrolet, delays finally are now inside the Beltway after 410 to New York Kenilworth Avenue had the longstanding crash that took down the utility pole. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Some good-looking weather coming today. A little overcast around early, otherwise sunshine. Sunshine should be dominant most of the day, 83. About some upper 50s tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 72 degrees at 8:57 on WMAL.
You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauve at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
What makes one business rise above? Why do some grow while others simply maintain? Time after time, consistently successful businesses work smart. And when smart businesses need to hire, they do it on the job site that is the proven leader, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. Businesses that work smart choose partners that have proven track records. It's no wonder the 3 million businesses choose Indeed. To make it even better, right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results and helping you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Indeed, the world's number one job site. For smart companies like yours, terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Oh, look, there's Chris Pine.
Can you imagine such a thing? Hey, we've got the Paris Accord maybe canceled today. I've got a phone number for you and lots to say about that. Hillary Clinton is wearing a Neiman Marcus tinfoil helmet.